I've obviously got an affection with the Welsh as well, because obviously Ryan is one of our co-owners. He's basically obviously the Welsh national manager, so he'll be definitely rooting for yourselves.
It's a wonderful opportunity for players at this level of the game to represent their country. They do it with great pride.
Who'd have thunk it, eh? Barry Town, top of the league.
Hi, I'm Victoria Roycroft, chairman of Connors Quay Nomads, and you're listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Webber and Jonah.
We all remember where we were when Gorbachev met Reagan. We all remember where we were when Katie Price met Peter Andre. Now another partnership has developed. Welcome to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. We're talking Wales C for the first half of it, and two great football minds got together in Salford last week. The picture's up on Twitter. It's gone viral, as the kids say. With Jonah met Gary Neville. Gwyn Derville was asking the questions.
Oh, we're absolutely delighted, and we're obviously proud that we've got one of our players. Last year, when we first got made aware that Tom had been picked, it was a great achievement for us, because when we think about the pride that we have in players playing for the country, but Tom was playing for FC United here last Boxing Day, and we watched him playing in the game and thought, wow, what a player he is. And he's gone from Bolton, I think he went to Stockport for a bit, to FC United, playing sort of like step six in the English pyramid. And then you think, he's playing for us, and he's playing for England C, and you think, right, is he now on his way back up? And now he's fantastic for us. So we've got a real sort of interesting sort of the games. But it's great for us to think here, where we came into this club 5 years ago, this was a ground, it wasn't a stadium, it was a grass bank with a little hut and now to think we can hold an international game, it's just it's a great compliment to the club and everybody that's associated the last 4 years of what we've achieved, and getting to the point whereby we can actually hold a game of this nature and magnitude. So we're proud to actually be able to do it.
Just looking around the Peninsula Stadium, it's a fantastic location to hold such an international.
It is. We've obviously transformed this place and this ground over the last 4 years. It's now got a capacity of 5,000 people. Before, I think when we came, it was 1,300. The average crowd was 130. So to be able to get from sort of here, the way we started, to where we are now in a small period of time, is just really great. And like I say, it should be a great game on in March. Hoping them win from our side, obviously, because obviously I'm English. But on the other hand, I've obviously got an affection with the Welsh as well, because obviously Ryan is one of our co-owners. He's basically obviously the Welsh national manager, so he'll be definitely rooting for yourselves.
So, Jonah, obviously you taught Gary a lot. He's learnt from you. But seriously, it must be great to see him, obviously, to talk about that game coming to Salford.
Yes, Mark, that's what we went there for. We went there to have a look at the training facilities in the day. Earlier in the morning, we were with Bury. We were on our way to play Port Vale in a game which was won, obviously, by Port Vale 1-0. And Conal Rawlinson, last year's sea captain, played in the game. By the way, for everybody listening, since he's gone to Port Vale, Conal, he's the only player at Port Vale who hasn't missed a minute's play since the season started. So what a fantastic start to his professional career. But yeah, we met Gary Neville at Salford, and he was very, very welcoming. I got to say, he was very welcoming, and he's very pleased, as you can hear on the podcast, as to Salford being awarded the C International. And he was over the moon about, you know, players from his club getting international recognition, and he thinks it's an important fixture, and we were really pleased to hear that.
And how worried is he about losing?
He said about competitiveness between him and Giggs. Obviously, he said he'd be there with his England scarf on. He said Giggs will have to be there. He said if they haven't got a game, he said with his Welsh scarf on. So it looks like they'll most probably have a bit of a crack then between it. But for us, you know, it was important. It's very important to get somebody of that profile to lift the profile of the game for us. You know, he's obviously a superb player when he played for Manchester United, and you know, he's a big star on the telly, isn't he? And look, it was good. It was good that he sort of went out of his way to help us out, to be honest.
Let's hear from a man who's also excited to see this second leg of this battle go ahead at Salford next year. Lawrence Jones, who's in charge of the non-league structure at the Football Association.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. We had a great experience and match in Barry last year. Very close and tight-fought game, but nothing really between the two teams. It's a wonderful opportunity for players at this level of the game to represent their country. They do it with great pride. and to be able to host a game at Salford City, which is a fantastic new stadium. We're hopeful of a decent crowd and a lot of interest in the game. It's the old rival between England and Wales is great. It's and I think if we have a repeat of last year's game, it would not both be entertaining. And as we saw with the English lad who scored a hat-trick last year, he's moved on to the professional game. And these games give a great opportunity for players to be showcased to the higher echelons of football.
From a Welsh perspective as well, our captain last year, Conor Rawlinson, has left the New Saints. He's gone to Port Vale, and he's doing really well there as well. So there's huge significance as well as importance to this fixture, isn't there?
Yes, I think it's really important for young player development, to be truthful. I think more and more players are playing at a very high level of football in respective countries, and it's an opportunity for those players to be picked up and to be progressed into the professional game. You know, England has seen many players over the years progress into the professional game. Some who started in the professional game came back out and have gone back into it, and I'm sure that's the same for the players in the Welsh C team. And also, I think it's a great opportunity to highlight the exciting standards of football that now exist at this level of football in our islands, if you like. And it's so it's a positive, and we're absolutely, the FA is absolutely thrilled that we can return a hospitality and host the game with Wales C. I think we're in for a very exciting night.
And hopefully, your choice of venue at Salford City, you know, is close enough to the Welsh border, especially for the North Wales clubs to come over and support the event as well.
Yeah, there was a very good crowd at Barry last year. We're really hopeful that because of the proximity of Salford, to the North Wales clubs, and Manchester being a real hotbed of football at the moment, that it will generate a good crowd for this game. You know, it's these are good fixtures. It's a good standard of football. The boys go out there. There's a real will to win. They're competitive games, and I think it's a really exciting opportunity to see top flight football at Salford City.
So, Owen Tindall-Jones, a bit worried that you might have dumped him for Gary Neville, mate.
No, not at all, sir, not at all. There's no change in Lofty. He's done a great job for us last year, and he got better clobber as well than Gary Neville. That's very important in my world, right? So he's just edged him on a fashion stakes, he's staying put, mate. Don't worry about that.
Well, look, it's interesting because we're talking about a game that actually is not happening until March next year. How do you get psyched up for that at this point in time? I mean, what's your thoughts at this moment? It's so far ahead, it seems.
It do seem so far ahead, but look, Mark, it comes around very, very quickly. And to be fair, you know, me and Owen were at Carnarvon on Friday night watching Carnarvon and Connors Quay, and we're going to as many games as we can. Luckily enough, we do most of our games working for, you know, as you know, for Scario. But people, once it comes out in the open like it is now, the fixture's on, right? This Wales against England again at Salford City. Neville was on about he thinks he could get near the capacity crowd there to watch it, hopefully. You know, that's 5,000. So for every player in our league, in the Welsh Premier League, you know, you want to be involved in that. That's why it's the extra edge now. And our players in our league have something to play for every season. They have a Welsh cap to gain every season. And if that doesn't motivate you, you know, there's something wrong with you, you know, to play for your country at any level. And this is don't forget, this is a decent level, mate. There's only sort of one level down from the A level, and that's this. So it's brilliant to be involved in as a manager, as a coach, as a player. It's just a fantastic event. And hey, of all the players last year who played in it, everybody was, you know, it was an emotional occasion last year. It was brilliant, and I no doubt it'll be again. And we've had one international at the moment, like I said, in 1 year, and we got like a full-time professional out of it. And I think it's a great, great selling point for our league if we can compete again against them, hopefully get the win this time.
Well, you've already mentioned that you were busy scouting for talent last weekend. Now, this is the Evolving Podcast. If you're listening to this on Tuesday morning, you're going to get the Welsh Premier League preview. If you're listening beyond Tuesday night into Wednesday morning and beyond, you're going to get the roundup of what's happening in the Nathaniel Cup quarterfinals, plus the Welsh Premier League preview. Lucky you. So come back in 24 hours. See what happens on the other side of this.
Loads of cars out there are advertised with low monthly payments, although getting that price usually means paying thousands for the deposit too. At Nathaniel Cars, we like to keep things simple. The dynamic, family-proof MGZS crossover is available on 0% finance for just $229 a month, with a super low deposit of $229. And you get a 7-year or up to 80,000 mile warranty. Test drive the MGZS at Nathaniel Car Showrooms in Bridgend or Cardiff today, based on a 5-year hire purchase.
I'm Madison Keach, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
And the giant killers of this season's Nathaniel MG Cars Cup have not disappointed again, beating Aberystwyth and Barrytown United beforehand. Now, Cambrian and Clydach have taken the scalp of Newtown, their third Welsh Premier League scalp. They beat them at home. Here's their manager, Williams.
We're over the moon. I think it's been... The cup has been unbelievable for us. It's given us a real momentum going into the league, where I have mentioned previously we started poorly in the league, and this has really given us momentum and consistency into the league, and we've shown that again today. You know, Newton have come here with a very strong team. We've been solid, we've defended well, which we've had to at times. We've been under the cosh, but what a fantastic result from the boys. They've really put it in today.
Sum up that goal from Corey Shepherd. Unbelievable finish to almost take it to semi final now. It's got to be, it must be over the moon, that goal.
To be honest with you, he was well overdue. He's been well overdue a goal, and I think to win a quarter final or any game against a Welsh Premier team, you need that little bit of luck. And the ball has dropped 8-10 yards out, and the strike is unbelievable, and it's a choosing strike, a ball, great goal.
He's hitting a few Welsh Premier League scalps in this competition so far. Does it give Cameron and Clydach a taste for Welsh for life in the JU Welsh Premier League?
Yeah, I think it's no secret that the club has aspirations to progress to the Welsh Premier League. I think realistically, off the field, we're a couple of years from that. But with the facilities we got and we're building on, and people like Phil Williams driving the club forward, I think it's a realistic target that we can achieve that in the next couple of years.
And Jonah was at the game. He's been hanging around the changing rooms waiting to speak to the captain.
Dave, great win for your club.
Yeah, really good performance from our boys. We stayed tight, compact when we needed to, took our chances. Obviously, they're a very good side, league above us, but we fancy our chances against anyone.
And it was one goal that settled the game from Corey Shepherd. It was a great finish. I mean, he's really drove it into the corner, haven't he, from the angle?
Yeah, well, Corey's got that quality in him. We all know that. And he's just taking his chance when it's come to him.
Well, David, I mean, it looks like as a 7 or 8, you've got the quality to play, a little bit higher. And is your ambition to try and get this club into the Welsh Premier League?
Yeah, well, obviously a club have played to go up this year. That's not looking promising at the moment, but we'll keep fighting till the last day, and eventually we will be up there.
This, I've got to be fair, Dave, this is one that, we've been in a league a long time. You're a group of youngsters. This is some cup run. I mean, you've beaten, what's the three games? The first time you beat Barry, was that on penalties?
Yeah, well, it was on penalties up here again. We've had a lot of home draws, and that's really suited us, to be honest with you. Nobody really likes coming up here, especially on our pitch, and we fancy our chances against anyone.
Especially on a boiling hot night like tonight?
Different climate up here, isn't it?
Absolutely freezing. David, listen though, congratulations and good luck on the semi-final, son.
Thank you very much. Cheers, mate.
Well, Newtown, of course, the victims of that giant killing. They held TNS 1-1 earlier on in the week in the Welsh Premier League. TNS responding from that draw by thumping Llandudno up at the Tudno. Let's hear from Scott Rusko.
We're through to the next round, good result. Nervy first 15, 20 minutes. They could have been 2 or 3 nil up, which I wasn't happy about, and told them at half time, you can't give other teams opportunities to get these goals in front, because you might not get back. You might not score and you might not get back into the game. But as soon as we scored, we were very comfortable, and it was just a matter of how many. Going out second half, we had a few words with them and said, look, although we're winning and the game should be wrapped up, make sure you do, and make sure you don't take your foot off and be sloppy and do things you don't normally do, because that's when you start getting ragged and they start getting a foothold in the game and whatever. So just by being professional second half, and we were, and we got two more goals, which was... credit to the players, we could have had more.
Another multi-goal victory for Cardiff Met against Haverford West. Let's hear from Adam Roscrowe.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. I was a bit unfortunate to get an injury in pre-season, so it's been a while, but it's good to get back in the goals and back just playing 90 minutes again, yeah.
And two up top today, different formation, but you work well with Sam?
Yeah, he's been a great addition to the team this year. He's been up top on his own at times this season. So it's been good for him to have some, you know, someone else up there with him.
And last but certainly not least, because it was an enthralling game and only decided in the last few minutes, 3 minutes before the end, Connors Quay Nomads found the back of the net to narrowly beat Bala. Here's Andy Morrison.
We're fighting on four fronts now, and the squad will be tested. And, you know, that's, I think that reflects really what we have at the football club, you know. We're in everything to win it. And it's going to be a semi-final for us now, and a chance to get some silverware. And, you know, we'll be going all out for it because, you know, with the squad I've got and the changes I can make, you know, we have to be challenging on all fronts, and we are challenging. And when we sharpen up a little bit and a little bit more clinical and a little bit more guile in the final third, and it's a confidence thing, Nick. It really grows and grows and grows with front players. You know, when they start getting shots off and they start feeling, you know, they're making their movements right and the decisions right, then it grows from that. Because, you know, we were very good again, and it's just it's work to be done on the training ground.
So, Jonah, it's time to look at what happened last week in the Welsh Premier League and look forward a bit. Now, that game you were at Carnarvon on Friday sends a lot of messages out for me. It says, we've always spoken about Carnarvon being top six, just outside it at the moment, but let's face it, can't see any more sides winning at Carnarvon anymore. The Oval is just not a place you go to win, is it?
Andy Morrison would be disappointed his team didn't win, to be honest, because like I said, I was there for the 90. They most probably had about 70% possession. Carnarvon, by the way, really competed really well, and they earned their point because of the way they competed. But the Nomads, Andy was disappointed with his team's performance in the last third. They weren't creative enough in the last third. He said they weren't switched on enough in the last third, and they didn't take the chances that come their way. And he's most probably, you know, he's spot on. But, you know, was it a bad point at Carnarvon? I don't think any point, like you said, is a bad point at Carnarvon because they're a decent outfit. They've adapted to the league very well, and the support they got there, you know, the enthusiasm of everybody in the area. When you go into the game on Friday night and into the bar after the game, it's like being at the real football ground. And if there's any one thing we all know that's been lacking from our league, it's that sort of atmosphere from grounds. But this place has really, you know, improved our league this season, especially for that fan participation.
But there's a name that you've been chucking into the mix of who might be challenging for the top spot in the past few weeks, and we've sort of pushed it to one side, but you're right, aren't you? Barry Town United beating Ballytown away as a result, and now joint second. You know, there are three teams in this now, not two.
Well, I think if you have a little bit further down as well, you know, Bala, okay, they got defeated, they would have been disappointed. They missed a penalty in their defeat. If they were to have got something from the game, they won't be far away either. All of a sudden, Newtown also, you know, they're disappointed they didn't beat TNS on Saturday. So I wouldn't count out five or six at the moment. Am I saying five or six are going to be challenging for the title right up to the end of the season? I think most probably it'll still go between TNS and Connors Quay, but you tell that to Gavin Chesterfield, you tell that to Chris Hughes, you know, you tell that to Colin Caton. They all know, I think, this year will be the first year for a long time. They've got a chance. They're all in the race at the moment. They are in the race at the moment. And if they can keep playing the football they're playing, Barry, they won't be far away. Judge teams by their benches, right? And their bench is a superb bench at the moment. They got players who could play in any other top six side. Let's really, really hope, right, that this turns up into a brilliant season where there's four or five teams involved right until the last month, say.
What does this say about TNS? Are they a side in transition?
They could be because they brought in a lot of youngsters, haven't they, from different football clubs. You've got young Ben Cabango's there. He's only 18 from Swansea. Tom Holland, who's one of the, you know, he's experienced now in midfield, he's only 21. You know, they brought about four or five different players and they lost Steve Saunders and Connell Rawlinson. You know, they were big, experienced players. But Mike Garris will think he's done it the right way. Scott Roscoe and Stephen Evans will, you know, they're new coaches. They're working with a couple of new players. So I think that, you know, they won the league in their first season last year. Yes, a challenge for them this season, but They've evolved over the last like 7 or 8 years, TNS, and they've won every time. If were they to win it again this year, it'd be a brilliant performance by their coaching staff and the players. So yeah, I think they're just accepting the challenge. I still think they might just edge it, but I hope it's going to be one of the best races we've seen for years.
Now, Aberystwyth beating Llanelli earlier on in the week, and they'll host the New Saints on Friday at 7:45. They're just above the line, I think, at the moment in the top six. Are we underestimating them as top six potential?
Well, listen, they would have snapped your hand off the top six. We were talking about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Mac, I'll go back to it, when we said about a couple of wins. We were talking about Yuan at Llandudno and Nev at Aber, and they were almost talking in the same breath. What have happened? Aber have had a few wins in a row. They've done really, really well, and they've pushed their way into the top six. A little bit of consistency for any team at the moment. 3 or 4 wins, and you're right up there. That's what it's all about. I like the way that they're going about their work at Aber. They're not going away from home and getting 11 men behind the ball, as it showed us again on the highlights tonight. Couple of youngsters in there making their way, a couple of local youngsters making their way for Aberystwyth as well, which is always a positive. And they're just, going under the radar a little bit, but top six, Aber, they would snap your hand off to finish in the top six this season.
Druids against Newtown, what have we got to see from Druids a bit more?
They're just lacking putting the ball in the back of the net. You've got the likes, of Piskorski, you've got Rittenberg, you've got Jamie Davis, but these boys usually they're goal scorers when they're on form. So one of Huey's strikers or midfielders needs to start, getting amongst double figures in goals now to turn his season round. They're still playing really well. You could see how well they're playing, but they're just not scoring enough goals. And every manager will tell you, you get one of your midfielders or centre forwards in form, and they usually, it turns your team's form around completely. So goal scorers for the likes of the Druids, for the likes of Llandudno, for the likes of Carmarthen and Llanelli, they need somebody now to hit red hot form and, force their way up the table.
And Ballor against Metwall is the Saturday Scorio game, and it will be very interesting because, of course, Met drawing with Carmarthen on the weekend 1-1. Ballor will definitely be looking for a point. I don't think will do either of these two really any favours, will it?
I think it'll be a good game because there's some great footballers in it, in this game. Technically, there's a battle of some good football. I mean, Venables is usually king ping in at 10 in our league. He has been for the last 6 or 7 years. Is it the young prince Elliot Evans against the king Venables in midfield? Because Venables with his 30 goals plus a season when he was at Aberystwyth for 3 years. And he always likes to get amongst the goals. And Elliot Evans seems to be the man, the number 10 in our league, now scoring great goals every week. Another volley, tonight on Scorio, he's last a volley in against, on Sunday against Carmarthen from 20 yards. He's, somebody who's lighting the Met season up, and he's getting goals. So it'll be a good game, I think, Saturday night. I'm really looking forward to it. I think we could have an entertaining one Saturday, Mark, where there's a 3-2 or a 2-2. I've gone for it before. I hope it's not a 0-0 now, but I think it could be one of the Scorio games of the season this Saturday night.
Barry against Llandudno on Sunday. Barry Town at home, you wouldn't fancy that. It's a long old trip that is for Llandudno as well on a Sunday.
That is a long old trip, and it's a game that the Barry fans will know. The bug has to be there now. Their hard work on and off the park must start now attracting 700 to 800s. They've got to, they've responded for the people of Barry. They've put them right back in the mix now. Come Sunday afternoon, who knows, they might have a win to go top of the table, which would have been laughable 4 or 5 years ago. But it's going to be a tough game for Llandudno and Ewan and company. That's going to be a tough place to go because Barry showed the best form in the league, I think, at home so far this season. So, the smart money says it'll be another win for Barry and pushing ourselves up the table. But, it's another entertaining game. I think the betting would be, really odds on Barry, long odds on Barry, and, big outside odds Llandudno. That's just the way their seasons are going. But Llandudno need to turn the corner, and if they were to get anything at Barry after their draw last week, it'd be a positive for Llandudno. But for me, the smart money says another home victory for Barry.
Well, who'd have thunk it, eh? Barry Town, top of the league, of the Welsh Premier League. That's like rolling back the years, that is, isn't it?
Well, listen, Mark, they've worked hard enough to put themselves in the mix, and that's all we're saying. I don't think anybody, let's don't get carried away, I don't think anybody at their club, especially the management team, especially the more experienced players, they won't have anything said yet. They haven't even qualified for the top six yet, but they're just going about their work really tidily. And you know, it's great to see. It's great to see. Come on, anybody who's come from nowhere over the last couple of seasons to back to where they are at the moment, it's a great job done.
Excellent. Well, whichever way it turns out, it's going to be an exciting JDWPL weekend. That's it from now. We'll be back in 7 days. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark.